For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Great to have you with us, guys. It's going to be a very special night tonight as we talk about the greatest commentators in wrestling history. I'm looking forward to diving into that with you guys and the callers that will be calling in. Lots to talk about tonight. A lot of things happening. Before we get started with that, I'd like to make a few shout-outs and announcements, if you will. First off, I will be at the Charlotte Comic-Con this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Embassy Suites in Concord, North Carolina. I'll be having two panels. One panel will be with John Hitchcock, the author of Front Row Section D, and we'll be discussing wrestling stories in the panel. I think that'll be at 12 p.m. And I think after that, I have a panel with my fellow cast and crew of the upcoming film, The Devil's Daughter, which I'll be starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in that film. And also, I will be a special guest later on that day for the cosplay contest as well. So if you guys in the Charlotte Concord area, come by and see me this Sunday at Embassy Suites in Concord, North Carolina for Charlotte Comic-Con. And for more info, go to charlottecomiccon.com. And looking forward to seeing you guys there. Also tomorrow night on my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, at midnight Eastern Standard Time on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. Tomorrow night's feature will be The Snow Creature from the 50s. So please tune in. I hope you guys enjoy that for sure. Shout outs to Masters of Ring Entertainment at mastersofringentertainment.com, in which they, representatives of Moore, were there the other night for AEW Dynamite show in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good to see Moore represented there. But yeah, mastersofringentertainment.com is their website. Fishing with Special Friends at fishingwithspecialfriends.com. Our friends at the Maritimes there in Canada, IHW, Innovative Hybrid Wrestling. Find out what they're up to on their Facebook page, facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. Cauliflower Alley Club. Check out what they're up to in their upcoming reunion in September at cauliflowerallyclub.org. That's cauliflowerallyclub.org. Also, I'm going to be starring in the coming film I mentioned earlier called The Devil's Daughter. It's Dr. Jeremy Arkham. You can find out more updates on that upcoming film as we just wrapped and going into post-production at facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. That's facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. And I'll be on set later on this year for the fourth season of the Dust series, which you can check out all three seasons of the Dust series on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/DUSK series. And I have some more possible pilots, film projects in the works, as well as a short coming up, short film coming up I'll be involved in. And as soon as I get the details on that to divulge to you guys, I'll definitely let you guys know for sure. My social media roundup, my official website, thestro.com, thestro.com. My official merchandise page is thestro.com/merchandise. I'll get your Papa Stro merch for all ages, including pets, today. I'm on Facebook at Stro the Maestro, Twitter at @Stro, Instagram at Stro Maestro. If you'd like to subscribe to my YouTube channel, please do, at youtube.com/Stro Maestro. And if you'd like to make a donation, buy me a cup of coffee, give me a tip, some tips, etc. Thank you for those who have already donated. Much love and appreciation for that. But if you'd like to donate to yours truly, Papa Stro, send it to my PayPal at paypal.me, M as in Mary, E as in Eat, /Papa Stro. So all together is paypal.me/Papa Stro. And thank you in advance for your support. And for bookings, I'm taking bookings for all kinds of stuff these days. Wrestling, you'd like to cast me for your television or film event, autograph signings, seminars, endorsements, Comic-Cons, commercials, charities, interviews, what have you. I do a lot these days. So you'd like to book your silly Papa Stro, hit me up in my email, strofoya@yahoo.com, STRO4YA@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to be a guest on an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, hit me up as well, WCWRetro@yahoo.com. And let's get you some exposure right here on the show. And also enjoy all the great programming right here on VOCNation.com. In the Room every Tuesday night at 9. Every Wednesday night at 9:30, Wrestling with History, Bruce Wirt, Ken Resnick, and Bill Apter. Of course, WCW Retro every Thursday night at 9. Raging Bull Manny Fernandez has a podcast here. Briscoe and Big Ace, Sassy Steph, and all the great programming we have right here on the VOCNation.com. Just go to VOCNation.com and check for the dates and times of your favorite VOC Nation podcast. And also support us on Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/VOC Nation. Buy your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt today, including ones of WCW Retro and ones of yours truly, Papa Stro, the Four Faces of Stro. So please support us at prowrestlingtees.com/VOC Nation. And we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll take the callers and talk greatest commentators in pro wrestling history right here on WCW Retro. And We'll give you some sting for you. We'll be right back in a few moments. Stay with us, folks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. Papa Stro here. And tonight, we're talking greatest commentators in wrestling history. Just a reminder, anytime you guys want to call in to tonight's live WCW Retro podcast, you can do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And so let's get to the callers, shall we? Do this. All right. First of all, I think this is my man, Steve, Professor Steve. Welcome back, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, what a week this has been in the wrestling world. Oh, my goodness. A lot of stuff going on. Rumors of people switching companies right and left. It's been nuts, man.
Oh, yeah. And last Friday, I went to a local show, you know, first live show since the pandemic. And it was pretty fun. Got to do some security and some stage setup. So it's a nice experience and getting some interaction during the show. There was one wrestler took some water that I gave to him. He used it during a match. It was so funny. There was, we had to wipe it up after. There was a last man standing match where these two, Eddie did like a running cannonball into Timmy Danger into my chair, like in the guardrail. So I had to hold the guardrail. It was crazy. But it was
no, I bet. That sounds great. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Hope to go to the September show. But, yeah,
oh, right on. Right on. That's great. Well, hold that thought. We've got another caller coming in. Let's see. 910 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Papa Stro, Professor Steve.
Hey.
Happy Thursday, Judge.
Hey. Todd, welcome back, sir. How you doing? How you been?
I'm good. Hope everybody has been well also. If I get beat up for using wrong podcast intro.
Great to have you back. Oh my, welcome back. Tonight, it's the big topic for tonight is the greatest commentators in wrestling history, and I'm sure you guys have a lot to talk about with that going in. So, any great commentators you'd like to start off talking about? Feel free.
There's a ton of great ones, but and even ones that weren't necessarily the best individually, but had some great chemistry with their counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I first watched at the time WWF, Jesse the Body and Vince McMahon were commentating.
Oh, wow, what a team.
Right. I mean, that, you know, it was just, yeah, I mean, who knew you'd go on to have a governor and, Vince with everything he's done, and it just, you know, that was just one of the things that came out to me, and there were, I had to take a moment and look at some of the pics you had posted, because I had a couple names bounce in my head. I was like, there's one, but honestly, I think a pair that had great chemistry and played well mm-hmm. off of one another was Bray and Gorilla Monsoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
They just,
wow.
They knew how to set each other up so well.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of my favorite combinations of all time, man. The Brain and Gorilla. Those guys are awesome together.
They just, what a chemistry they had. They were, and they were not just guys that were okay on their own. They were pretty darn solid in their own rights by all means. But, yeah, but together, unreal.
Yeah. And it's great because, you know, and both of them come from wrestling backgrounds. I mean, Gorilla Monsoon back in the day was a heck of a wrestler, and so was Bobby Heenan before he became a manager, believe it or not. So, yeah, it was just a natural pairing with those two.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, and they, you know, and they definitely, they knew the talent. They weren't just, yeah, there's a guy in the ring. I mean, they were entertaining and informative, and you don't often get both.
That's so true. That is so true. Oh, my goodness. Steve, do you have any favorite commentating combinations of yours you'd like to share?
Yeah, I really like Jesse Ventura, like Tom was saying.
Great.
Was a good color guy. I even have one of his books, love watching his interviews, even if they're not wrestling related, just interesting guy. And then obviously the pairing of JR, Jim Ross, and Jerry Lawler.
Oh yeah.
One of my favorites.
What a team.
A lot of the 2000s, I kind of look back, especially the early 2000s, I look back fondly. Some great memories. I know JR doesn't like it, this segment, but the whole, I know sometimes it must have, not been great for JR to get physically involved, but just the Kane segment that him and JR did when he's putting him on fire. I know Jim Ross, kind of hates it, but I thought it was a great segment. Kind of made Kane more of a, put some heat on them, literally. And then, I really like JR as an interviewer, especially him and Mankind or Mick Foley when they did that interview.
Oh, wow. Wasn't that great?
Several weeks interview.
Wow. That was a classic.
Yeah, just the way Mick could wax poetic at some points in between showing mental stress and trauma was pretty interesting. And then how he would attack JR at the end of that. But, and of course, Jerry Lawler, I think is underrated as a commentator. And,
absolutely.
Definitely one of the best workers I've heard. Raven and Don Callis, and Daniel Bryan even praise Lawler's work as a ring worker. So, that's definitely one of my favorite pairings in wrestling commentary. I really like Mauro Ranallo. I know he's kind of he's gotten praise for his work, but
He's great.
Feel like I'm hoping he gets more wrestling work. He's very busy with Showtime Boxing, and I think he was doing Bellator, so he has a lot of combat sports experience, Pride MMA. So I'm a fan of his work, especially his vigor and excitement. He can make any match more exciting just with his calls.
Right.
He's somewhat polarizing because he's kind of always in that mode. And he's got the pop culture references, but I love his work.
He was great in NXT, man. Oh my God, he just lit NXT up. Amazing.
They were doing they were posting reaction videos because of how exciting he was on commentary, and I kind of got really into his work in the New Japan Access show. He used to do commentary on there before JR and Josh Barnett. So it was kind of cool to follow his New Japan commentary into, what he would do with WWE and see his combat sports broadcasting. And
right.
So, yeah, I would have to go Ventura, JR, Lawler, Mauro. Obviously, Gordon is one of the best. I think JR would say that Gordon is the best.
Oh yeah, Gordon Soley. Oh, my God. He's like the dean.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. Gordon, there's only one Gordon Solie.
Exactly, and that was right. That's definitely one of the. I don't remember who was doing any of that back when we used to be able to see. And I swear it was just some book called Big Time Wrestling, Johnny Powers, and all of them. But Gordon Solie was like the voice of wrestling for the longest, and it was. It really fit the time, and he had the art down.
He
knew his craft.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was actually one of the faces I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I saw the thing pop up on the cell, and I wasn't ever going to be able to see what you had posted on my cell phone. You know, it wasn't until I was able to get over to get to the laptop and look. That was definitely one of the first faces I was looking for.
Oh, man, amazing. I mean, he was definitely the guy that set the trend for all commentators, you know, going forward with Gordon Solie.
You know, I didn't know this, but Gordon Solie released he had some short stories and poetry released, I think posthumously, by Florida Media Inc. But Gordon Solie, Something Left Behind. It's pretty interesting. I'm going to look into that. And he also, that's the memoir. So I'm going to find that later on, but it's pretty cool that he even had some, memoir published.
We're being joined by Mr. Hollywood. Mr. Hollywood, welcome back, brother. Say hello to Todd and Steve. We're talking greatest commentators tonight, man.
How you doing, Todd and Steve and Mr. Maestro, Mr. Papa Show Maestro? How y'all doing tonight?
We're good, Hollywood. Yourself?
Great. So it's good to hear you guys. You know, WCW Retro is where it is. Yeah, of course. Commentators, I'm going to tell you, two of my favorite is definitely Tony Schiavone and Jim Ross.
Oh, wow. They were a great team, too,
Oh, my God. I mean, like, you look at Tony Schiavone, I mean, he was just incredible as a commentator. And so is Jim Ross, one of my greatest moments, Jim Ross, when Stone Cold, we had WCW and WWF. And Stone Cold, I think it was Kurt Angle against Booker T. And Stone Cold came in and interfered. You know, everybody thought that Stone Cold was going to help Kurt Angle, but he turned on Kurt Angle. I mean, he had a stun on Kurt Angle and Booker T beat him. You know that night? He beat him, pinned him that night?
Yeah.
Invasion, right? He was Invasion.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, that General Ross, he was beside himself. He was saying some pretty ugly words that night. That rattlesnake, I can't believe he did it. He turned his back on WWF. I can't believe he's now WCW.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a WWF champion.
Yeah, I can tell you know what. And Giovanni and Ross are back together again as a team in AEW.
That is awesome. I think I saw one episode of that. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. Jim Ross, he was really beside himself, but quite frankly, I was really glad that Stone Cold, I'm glad that Vince did it that way. Stone Cold going WCW, because a lot of people don't know, he came from WCW. He had blonde hair.
Right.
That's where he came from.
Right.
So that was pretty unique.
Oh, yeah.
That was unique, knowing that he came from WCW anyway. You know, the Blondie. And then now you got the Rattlesnake, WCW. And that was just genius. I mean, you got Stone Cold, the WWF champion, now representing WCW and ECW, the Alliance, with Shane O'Mac and Stephanie McMahon. I mean, that was just genius. I mean, I loved it. Shane O'Mac, Stephanie McMahon, WCW combination.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Against WWE.
You know,
And you had another great commentator involved with that too, Paul Heyman. I mean, he was
all. Oh yeah, I can't forget. Oh, I can't forget about him.
WrestleMania 17.
Oh my God, I can't forget about him. He was a genius. Matter of fact, he was a part of the you know, Paul Heyman. He was a part of the alliance of WCW and ECW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was there and he was in the ring that night too. That was just beautiful. Yeah, Paul Heyman. I mean. It was just, oh, my God, that was so beautiful. It was beautiful. I know the crowd might have found that disgusting, but I loved it. I loved it.
The banter back and forth between Paul Heyman and Jim Ross at that time was epic. It was just amazing to see them go back and forth on each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely a classic. Yeah, he was definitely a classic.
That's a big moment for Paul won the best WrestleMania. Like, other than WrestleMania 3, 1 is 17, is now like the most popular.
Didn't Bobby Heenan tell, did they, him and Mean Gene Okerlund were guest commentators for that Legends Battle Royal they had that one time, at one of the WrestleManias, and Iron Sheik was making his entrance, and Heenan said, by the time Sheik would enter the ring, it'd be time for the next WrestleMania or something.
Sheik won it because he couldn't get on the top rope, is what I heard.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
I can't forget about Bobby the Brain. Bobby the Brain, it was the other person who said. Bobby Brain, him and what's the guy you just said it.
Gorilla
Monsoon? Bobby Brain. No, it's a man before that. I just said this a minute ago.
Oh, Gene Okerlund? Mean Gene?
Yes, Mean Gene. Yeah, now the thing about Mean Gene, you know, Bobby the Brain, like I said, he was very unique when Hogan turned, when he went NWO. I mean, Bobby the Brain, he played a major part in that conversation tonight. He said, what side is he on? What side is he on? You mean? That was so significant. And then, you know, the thing that makes it even, the more I think about it, was so ironic that it's just a coincidence. You know, okay, you hear Bobby the Brain saying that. And then who comes out to Bobby the Brain? Mean Gene in the ring. You mean, you got all this trash being thrown in the ring. And Mean Gene said, what are you thinking, Hogan? What's wrong with you? What have you done?
Oh, yeah, he really sold it, man, Gene Okerlund.
That was just a remark. I mean, like, you had Mean Gene and Bobby the Brain and you right there together. I mean, that was amazing. That was really mind-boggling. I mean, that interview with Mean Gene and Hogan hauling ass, that was really let me tell you something. I've been watching professional wrestling for years. Never seen that in my life. I would never, the wildest dreams, that Hogan, Hulkamania, would have been hated that much where the ring was full of garbage.
Well, yet they hated him so bad they were throwing trash at Mean Gene, remember?
Yeah.
He was just
I know. I mean,
poor
Gene.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to say about that. That night definitely changed professional wrestling forever. Mean Gene, Bobby the Brain, that changed wrestling forever.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, that was definitely the game changer. That was the game changer for professional wrestling. I mean, wow.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you a contemporary question about
it. Yeah, sure.
We were talking about Hogan and trash being thrown during the end of the turn on WCW. What do you think about Matt Cardona, Zack Ryder versus Nick Gage? If you saw any clips in that, the GCW event.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty wild. Yeah, that, you know, I, That's why I was going into the old Jericho Gage bit the other night on Dynamite. It had me kind of curious after watching the Cardona bit, you know, how that was going to go down.
He seems very polarizing, the whole deathmatch style.
Right.
It was just interesting to see that kind of reaction from a wrestling crowd, because we don't see many white heat Nia Ryan type reactions where they throw trash in the ring.
Right. No.
Looking like they're trying to fight in that.
Especially nowadays, right? You definitely don't see that much nowadays. So to see something like that go down, that's you know.
The closest thing we saw was probably that, or when the fan jumps the ring, like on AEW recently. But
right.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, and I was glad to see that Jericho was able to survive that match with Nick, given his. Given that style, but
right.
It's weird because like I see all the criticism, and I'm like, but I also see like Sports Illustrated top 10 male wrestlers in 2019 or 67 on PWI 500 2020. I'm thinking like, how does he get these accolades, but then he gets all this criticism for his style he wears or his ring work? I'm just like.
Go figure.
It's
interesting how he's going to be presented going forward after the other night. You know, I mean, what they're going to do with him? Was it just a one-off, or are they going to try to legitimately sign the guy?
I'm thinking it's a one-off, but maybe I was thinking they would do a Moxley match with Gage, because they seem like they're friends, so I thought that would happen eventually. But
right.
Yeah. What did you think about MJF announcing
a movie
at the end of Dynamite? That's tremendous.
That's awesome. And then he's going to get to do commentary, I think, for the actual match next week, too, from what I'm hearing. So, oh, man. MJF on commentary is going to be amazing. That is known. He's such a great, great persona, man. I can't get enough of the guy.
Wow.
And Jericho has been doing some really good commentary for AEW in the past.
Yes, he has. I really hope if he stops wrestling, I hope that's his next calling, seriously, because he would be tremendous on commentary, like full time.
You know, the rumor is CM Punk is coming in. I'm wondering if he does commentary at some point, because he used to do that as well.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned the other night on In the Room, this past Tuesday with Brady and Kathy and Matt, and I mentioned with them that, you know, CM Punk and Daniel Bryan coming into AEW would be a game changer. And sure enough, I found out that Sean Waltman agrees with me. <X-Puck>. he said the same thing. So, yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, him Punk on commentary. Oh my God, he was great when like those stints he did commentary in WWE. Oh, he was really good.
Just a funny moment that stuck in my mind was when Cena was fighting near the table and he knocked over Punk's diet soda, and like that was so funny that I still remember it. Like my diet soda.
Oh man, wow. He's such a great talker too, CM Punk. So I mean, him in commentary would be tremendous. I mean, can you imagine CM Punk and Jericho side by side doing commentary? That'd be amazing.
That would be good.
So especially with their past. Yeah.
Right. The possibilities.
Pastor Maestro.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't forget about Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff was an incredible commentator too, and Vince McMahon.
Yes, he was.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Vince McMahon was a commentator. commentator.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites. He was amazing. Todd, now we're talking about him and Jesse Ventura doing commentary back in the day.
He was incredible, too, Jesse the Body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Jesse the Body, you know, I love him, too, because he always rooted for the bad guys. And he hated Hogan. Oh, my God, he hated Hogan. He was a Hogan hater.
I remember this one time Bischoff was telling Bobby Heenan, he was like, he's holding up the four fingers. It's the sign of the four horsemen, right? And then Bobby Heenan replied, I only got one finger for Hogan.
he hated Hogan too. Wow.
Pretty much.
That's funny with Bobby the Brain. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, Bobby the Brain, he hated Hogan. He was Hulk Mania. So that never changed when Hogan turned bad. So he still hated him.
Right. You know, I'd be remiss to say for our own network, VOC Nation Network, we have, like, Ken Resnick, who was a great commentator with WWE at the time, and our own Brady Hicks, who commentates for ECWA, independent promotion up north.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, we got some commentating greats here in the network, man.
I got a link to an ECWA show, and I was listening to Brady commentate, and one moment there was an ace crusher or the RKO diamond cutter, and I told him I was glad he called it an ace crusher to the All Japan fan of me.
Wow.
I remember talking to Ken one time, Ken Resnick, and we were talking about Matilda, you know, the dog that the British Bulldogs used to come out with, right? And we're talking about who gave the better interview, and Ken said Matilda hands down.
Wow,
that's pretty great.
Awesome. Definitely about
great stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
no
man.
No doubt about it.
Taz, yes. Oh man, he's great on commentary.
Yeah. Yep,
matter of fact,
was.
He really put over Brock Lesnar. He was the guy that got the ball rolling, really putting over, you know, with Brock Lesnar's entrance, and he was the guy that kept saying, "Here comes the pain."
Right.
Every time Brock Lesnar.
I remember that.
Yeah. Right.
And that's where the video game title came in, too.
Mm-hmm. And he still does commentary every now and then in AEW, Taz is.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I really enjoy what he's doing with Team Taz and doing the guest commentary. And him and Excalibur are pretty funny on Dark. When I listen to them, they you can tell they're having fun out there.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I listened to Paul White the other day on commentary for one of the Dark shows, one of their alternate AEW shows, and Paul White. Formerly Big Show, he's got that voice that you can listen to, like when they have golf tournaments, and you're in commentary in the golf tournaments. Paul, he just has that. I'm expecting any time to say, "Oh, it's a hole in one," you know. but he's doing good, man. I'm really happy for him.
That's good. That's good. But, wow.
Has Mark Henry done any commentary yet? Because I thought he was going to be in that role.
I haven't heard any of his stuff yet, but hopefully, maybe he'll get a chance to. I hope so.
Wow.
Now he's there, you know.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on Rampage. So, lots of exciting stuff going on.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
You know, I really like Don Callis' commentary for New Japan and also his guest appearances in AEW as well.
Yeah.
And he even did some commentary on Impact, too. I really liked his commentary with Kevin Kelly on New Japan and his recent AEW appearances. And obviously his ECW work as well is kind of where he got his commentary, experience started with Joey. Mm-hmm. And Joey Styles was so good on his own, but him and Cal were pretty good together.
Oh, yeah, they were. And there's another one right there, Joey Styles, man. What a great commentator he is.
Wow.
He was kind of like Morrow, but for that ECW crowd.
Mm-hmm. And I remiss, once again, I'd be remiss to say his, leaving out Lance Russell for the Memphis area years ago. For many years, he was like the voice of like the mid southern wrestling area back then.
Wow,
right. I remember watching the match with Lawler and Funk in the empty arena match, and Lance was doing commentary, just standing with the mic. It was pretty cool hearing Lance commentate while he's interviewing them. Or asking to quit.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna mention I found an article from comicbook.com. Jim Ross gave his personal Mount Rushmore commentators, and he said Gordon Solie, Bob Cottle, Lance Russell, and Grover Monsoon.
Oh man, wow. What a Mount Rushmore right there. And Bob Cottle's another great commentator.
NWA, right?
Yeah, NWA.
Yeah, I remember him.
Wrestling.
He was
Smoky
a good
Mountain wrestling. Smoky Mountain, too. Matter of fact, I used to ride with him to the Smoky Mountain events when I was in Smoky Mountain. Because I would meet him in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we just drive up to all those mountainous towns. That's Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Wow.
Book. But great guy, man.
He was, yeah.
Great guy.
Don't forget about the Crockett. The Crockett's also the Crockett. Jim Crockett.
Oh, yeah. David Crockett one time, man.
Yeah, David Crockett.
Who could forget David Crockett?
I know, he was
one of a
kind. Yeah. He just returned on TNT. He did an AEW appearance recently, I heard.
Wow.
Yeah, did you see the picture? Like from back in the day to now, between him, Tony Schiavone, and Jim Ross together?
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty wild, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, that is. Definitely.
Yeah. And I to this day, stuff of legends. Where Nikita Koloff, the segment where he gave David Crockett the Wrestling Sickle, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling TV. There.
Wow.
I remember that.
Oh, tremendous.
That's like a tip right there.
I definitely remember him.
But, yeah, David Crockett, yeah. But, yeah, then Bob Cottle, Tony Schiavone, man. Oh, man.
Yep.
What a team.
Unique. Yeah, they were definitely unique. Definitely.
And one time, they had like, it was like right before the NWA, I kind of went from there to like become a WCW. They had like, there was one point they had like all of them. Cottle, Schiavone, Crockett, Gordon Solie. It was like everybody in one mix. It was pretty amazing. And Lance Russell every now and then too. Yeah.
Wow, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. That is incredible. It's incredible.
Now, you know, JBL wasn't a bad commentator.
Yeah, he was good, too. He was good. I remember him. Yeah, he was good. I remember him. He was good as well.
Yeah.
Right.
I often wondered if Ron Simmons would have joined him in commentary like he did, you know, in wrestling, but it,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
JBL went more the commentary route.
Yeah, I think it is because they were a tag team.
Right.
It was a tag team, right. Yeah, right.
And now, Matt Stryker, I think, is one of the my favorite recent commentators. I mean, he's really good.
Yeah, I liked his performance on Lucha Underground, and he commentated on the Ciro Miedo match with Vampiro versus Pentagon Jr.
Yeah.
That match, his performance on there was really great.
Yeah, him and Vampiro were awesome together in commentary. I thought they were great.
Yeah, I thought specifically that Ciro Miedo match, like Matt brought so much drama to that, or he really told a good story on that, with Vampiro being that old veteran getting destroyed by Pentagon. It was pretty interesting. Made the match even better, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, great stuff. And, you know, and who can forget the old world class championship wrestling commentary?
Yeah, classic.
Back in the day, with the Von Erichs and the Freebirds and all that.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Seriously.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. Some great memories there, man. Oh my God, and, you know, Iceman King Parsons back in the day. You know, what a territory. Gary Hart at one time was a commentator there at one point.
Well, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, that guy was a genius. I mean, he was amazing. I mean, he was a booker. He was a great manager, commentator. Good stuff.
I love
and
the,
who?
Work
and
Mike, with,
oh, go ahead.
Kabuki Muda. I like his work with Kabuki Muda. What did you think about Jericho? What did you think about Jericho bringing back the Miz? I thought that was a pretty cool finish to their match.
Right. That was pretty amazing. Mate. Amazing stuff. Oh, my gosh. Mark Lawrence is what I was referring to as the commentator for the World Class Championship Wrestling
Days. Wow. I didn't know he was doing commentary.
Right. Amazing. He was like, gosh, he was like one of my favorites back in the day. You know, watch the World Class.
I heard Mark Loom was a great performer, and he would work in, I think, like Australia or New Zealand, and he used to change his body type for
mm-hmm.
certain matches, or it's pretty interesting. Like I heard somebody describe him as like kind of like a Christian Bale, like he would change his body for a certain match or.
Mm-hmm.
Certain thing is going to work.
And who? What about Lee Marshall, who not only did AWA commentary and WCW, but he was like the voice of Tony the Tiger from Kellogg's cereal?
Well, that's
at one time? Yeah.
No kidding.
You know, Yeah, they are great. That was Lee Marshall, man.
Well, yeah, he was also the one that sang the song for the Grinch, Stole Christmas.
Yes.
It was not Karloff singing.
Uh-huh. Right.
Related trivia.
I mean, gosh, with AWA, though, they even had, like, one time Lord James Blear is doing commentary. He's, like, their top heel villain. with the
yes.
company. Oh, my goodness. And, oh, gosh, all these great commentators back in the day. How did we forget Lord Alfred Hayes? Lord Alfred Hayes. Remember him?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Faithful, wonderful.
Yes. Lord Alfred Hayes. Oh, classic. I know the pot shots that him and Bobby Heenan would go back and forth on each other. I remember one time doing an episode of Primetime Wrestling. Lord Alfred Hayes was cutting a promo on Bobby Heenan in front of him and said, you know, you're so rude and obnoxious and all that. And Bobby Heenan looked at him and said, you know what, Lord Alfred Hayes, you're a good-looking guy. He just looked at him. He said, and then Bobby Heenan said, oops, I lied again. Oh, classic. Classic stuff. Oh, man. Gosh. You know, there's been so many great, great ones over the years, great commentators. Who would you say now? Oh, go ahead.
I really like Steve Perino's work with Kevin Kelly and ROH New Japan.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Steve Perino.
He had a story where he wore a mask and called himself Mr. Wrestling 3, I think. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. I got a friend of mine that's doing commentary now from ROH, Caprice Coleman.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch him.
Yeah. Yeah, he does some commentary with him now.
At the UAW show, I was at Red Titus was there from Ring of Honor, so that was pretty cool to meet him again.
Red Titus, yeah. Oh, what a great guy. Great, great, great wrestler, too.
Right.
Oh, gosh. Who would you say, guys, say of the recent commentators would be, like, some of the recent ones that would be some of your, like, some of your favorites that we haven't mentioned?
I would say Gallagher, even though I think a lot of Cornette fans probably might not like him, but I really like Excalibur's expertise. Like, he's kind of like Mike Tenay in the sense that he's like got so much knowledge of the moves and of a lot of the current talent. I think Excalibur's, I think, really underrated.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there was a moment where. There was a moment, I think it was during a Luchasaurus match, and there was some joke that he made. It was about Papyrus, and it was just funny, like, the wit that he had about making a Papyrus joke just pop me.
Oh, man. I like to, I can't think of his name, and forgive me for this, but the new Raw commentator they have, the new lead commentator they have now. You know what I'm talking about?
I think it's Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith, yeah, yeah. I think he's really cool. The new one they have.
I heard him on Bellator for a while.
I think that's where they got him from, was Bellator. Yeah.
Right.
He's really good.
Right. But what do you think about Pat McAfee? Because I'm not really a fan of his, but lately he's gotten a lot of favoritism because of just, I guess, because it can be entertaining to some people. Like the way Cena returned and he said, where is he? Like that, got a lot of people to notice him. And I think a lot of the times he's just very obnoxious, but for some reason a lot of fans seem to have warmed up to him recently.
You know, he has his moments. you know, I think if you give him some time, I think he'll kind of grow on you. But right now, I think he's in the feeling out process in the commentary position, honestly. So, because, I mean, every now and then he'll come up with some good stuff. But, you know, we'll see.
I think this might not be popular with you, but I really like the Corey Graves work sometimes. I think as a color guy, he's like their only color guy that I think really entertains me. Like sometimes he'll have funny jokes or he'll make references that I'll pick up on. Like I think one time he was making a bunch of like Megadeth references or during the zombie match with Miz, like he was just making Walking Dead jokes. It was entertaining to me.
Now, I think at one time he was in the same position as McAfee, where he was trying to find himself.
Yeah.
But I think he's much more matured now as a commentator, I think.
Right. Dusty Rhodes was a funny commentator in WCW.
Oh, my God. It's hysterical, especially when you get in with the right commentary team. Oh my gosh, nonstop entertainment.
There's a funny moment that gets played in the Botchmania videos where he says he's got a bicycle, and then gets repeated like in the intro.
That time he did commentary for Kevin Sullivan and Chris Benoit, the False Count Anywhere match they had. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, he was. I couldn't get his safe face. that was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing.
There was one moment on one show where he kept trying to stick Lou's Maximus, and then he would just keep flubbing it.
Oh. Classic. You know, he even the commentary Dusty made watching television that much enjoyable. I'll never forget the time that they finally debuted the big reveal for the Black Scorpion, right? Starrcade. When the Black Scorpion took on Sting, and Paul Heyman and Jim Ross were doing commentary, and the comments they were making when the UFO came out of the rafters supposedly contained the Black Scorpion, right? And the comments that Heyman and Ross were giving back and forth. Oh man, that was hysterical.
Was there one match in particular that you kind of watched back to yours that had a great that you kind of, like, noticed the great commentator call?
Oh, my God. There's this one that Bobby Heenan called one time. And thank God. Thank God I did not – I couldn't hear the commentary till after the playback. Because I know if I heard Heenan, I would have lost it. It was one of the matches. I forget which show it was, because they had me on all different shows at the time. And, I was celebrating, and the match after the match, you know, I would like pick something up, we'd like celebrate, yada yada. And, but what I didn't know until I watched the playback that he was saying, "Backdrop or my stroke over the top rope." And I knew if I had heard that in the ring, I would have lost it. And there's one time where Zbysko really put me over in commentary. It was when I debuted the STF submission hold there in WCW. I think it was on the Thunder, I think. And, you know, he was kind of make pot shots like during the match, and then all of a sudden you saw me execute the submission, and he was like, "Oh my God, this kid's hooking him." "Brother, never judge a book by its cover." I mean, he really, like, really put it over big. So, you know, I watched that afterwards. I was like, "Man, hey, thank you, Larry." That was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good stuff. Larry, but yeah, definitely. Commentary can make or break a match, man. You really can.
Yeah, and I've heard that Larry was very essential to the NWO story as well. Like, mm-hmm. He's got the invade from the fan area, the seats, and
right.
He had a match against Eric Bischoff at one point.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he really helped get over the whole NWO during that time, too.
All right.
During the feud they had. Yeah. Great stuff, man. I mean, like I said, commentary is everything. It really is.
There's a New Japan commentator that I think was a former wrestler, Milano Collection AT. He had some moments with at the commentary desk where he kind of interacted with the wrestlers, and it was a cool moment. Like, he would at one point he was showing favoritism to Blue Justice, Nagata's group or faction, and Naito was trying to get him just show favoritism to LIJ. Los Gobernadores, and Naito was like arguing with them, and eventually like physically handled them. And then there was one point when Evil kind of turned on LFJ and joined Bullet Club. Milano was an Evil fan, so he was like disappointed with Evil, and Evil at one point physically beat up Milano and broke the scythe toy there. It was a great moment to get Evil over as a huge villain for Bullet Club. You have to see Evil, Milano re-side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm a big Naito fan over there. I mean, that guy, God, he's great. He's like one of my favorites over there. Naito. Tranquilo. That's awesome.
We see Tanahashi sending messages to AEW, and we see Moxley challenging, wanting Tanahashi wanting to face Lance Archer. I'm wondering if we get a Lance Archer, Moxley Tanahashi match, but I'm also wondering, like, when they're going to send more talent over, like, someone like a Naito. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, gosh, man. Naito would be, he would be great in AEW, man. Oh, my God.
Especially with his fast-paced, you know, flowing style. I think he would definitely fit there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be cool to get Naito Andrade team up. Los Ingobernables.
Oh. That would be awesome. It was cool to see Haku the other night on the AEW Dynamite.
With Hikuleo. I didn't realize how tall his Leo was. My gosh.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
And you got Haku there ringside, and it's pretty cool that Bullet Club has that Tongan dynasty with them, that Haku family.
Yeah. And he was towering over Archer, and Archer's no small guy. You know?
Right.
I'm really happy for Archer, though, being a new IWGP U.S. champ. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah, same year. I thought Lance Archer definitely needed a title or some big wins, and it was pretty cool to see him get that big win on Moxley, that U.S. title win in Texas, and Texas Death Match, and then, you know, facing, getting some New Japan opponents, given that Lance Archer is a former Suzuki Gun, New Japan, you know, alumni. It's pretty cool to see.
Right.
And then him versus Tanahashi at some point, too.
Oh, that'd be cool. That would be really cool. That'd be cool. Yeah, you know, I hope Cash Wheeler's okay. When I matched him and Dax, FTR had with Santana and Ortiz the other night, it was really good. I just, and Cash got hurt towards the end. I hope he's going to be okay. That looked pretty rough.
Yeah, I think I saw a still of, I think he had a cut in his arm. Looked pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I hope he heals up. Yeah. Man, some good stuff. Any more commentators you'd like to talk about we haven't discussed yet?
Nigel McGuinness. I really like his work on NXT.
Nigel, yes. Oh, man, he was great. Gotta miss his commentary.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not. Is he not on NXT UK?
I'm not sure.
I know he used to be. I know Vic Joseph, I think, was doing commentary for them at some point. Vic Joseph is kind of like modern, one of the recent play-by-play guys. I really like, by the way, speaking of commentators, Aiden English, or Drama King Matt, as he's going by, he's going to commentary for New Japan, I think New Japan USA, so that's pretty cool for him.
Oh, cool. Oh, right on. Well, that's great.
I've interviewed him on Twitch before, and he interviewed Tommy Yen recently, so I'm glad to see that he's getting some work.
That's good. We totally forgot about Mike Tenay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a
great commentator. Matter of fact, right before I entered WCW, you know, he was like keeping up with me, like some of my overseas stuff, you know, before I got there. And so it was kind of cool to see him, you know, talking about some stuff I did overseas. So yeah, I was like, that's really cool.
But he's great. And he was great in TNA Impact, too.
Yeah, I like his TNA work. That's where I was more familiar with him. But him and Don West, I thought, were a good pairing.
Oh, yeah.
And I liked his appearances, his analysis during the Lucha Libre matches in WCW and creative matches. Definitely had that encyclopedic knowledge. I like that he still follows the business, even though he's not on TV. Like, I saw he was talking to Dave Meltzer about Kenny Omega's Hall of Fame induction for that newsletter. And it was pretty neat to see that he still follows.
Right. And, you know, some of the honorable mentions as guys, commentators over the years. Yeah, Jim Cornette, for example.
Right.
Jim Cornette, Dirty Dutch Mantel was a commentator at one point. Les Thatcher.
Interesting.
Yeah, like especially the OVW days and all that. And with Smoky Mountain Wrestling with Cornette and Dutch Mantel. And Cornette did some commentary, of course, with NWA and WCW off and on.
Yeah. Speaking of Jim, Mick Foley really praised Cornette's commentary. I know when Foley had that match when he was Cactus Jack working as Mel Mascaras, he wasn't really happy with the match, but he was happy with Jim's commentary and how Jim really told Mick. Fall to the floor.
when he took that bump, Cactus, he's like, "My God, he's dead!"
Right.
Oh wow! Yeah, he was great. Good stuff.
You know, he was even a commentator at one point for WWE and the ECW brand, the One Night Stand show with him and Joey Styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was really good. You know, as of late, I guess in recent years, I really thought Renee Young was coming to her own at one point in the commentary position.
Yeah, I think she's better as an interviewer, but she was definitely getting better.
Right. When she had her own show there, I mean, oh man, she aced it.
You know, during the Cruiserweight Classic, Daniel Bryan even did the commentary for that, and I was kind of excited to... It's unfortunate that Brian couldn't wrestle at that time because it couldn't be cleared, but during that time, you know, he was commentating, you know, matches for, like, Zack Sabre Jr. and Kota Ibushi. That was a pretty cool moment for him to hear that.
Yeah. There's another guy that would be a great commentator, Daniel Bryan. Just, you know, given his perspective on certain things.
Oh, yeah,
commentary.
His knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, this has really been great. Yeah, great topic tonight. You know, brings back a lot of memories. I really, really enjoy it. And it induces a different side to the industry that, you know, isn't talked about all that much that really I feel should be, because, you know, commentary is so important. So it's really cool that we get a chance to dive into that for sure. Is there any, yeah, go ahead.
When I talked to formerly A. The English, Drummer King Matt on Twitch, he said, I asked him about Michael Cole and he said underrated. Or I asked him if Michael Cole was underrated and he said yes. And apparently Michael Cole does a lot behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. And you think about it, Michael's been around there a long time.
Yeah, and his work on NXT UK with Nigel was pretty good.
Yeah.
And he could, you know, be it, do his own, you know, work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they were a great team. And, you know, Beth Phoenix has really come to her own commentary on NXT.
Right.
That's really cool.
I really like Wade Barrett on NXT.
Oh, Wade Barrett, yes. Oh. What?
He's,
you know,
he's
really turned out to be a great commentator. He's really good. I liked his NWA stuff, too. When he was doing commentary for NBA.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to hear on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff, man. Great stuff. This has been really fun tonight. I've really enjoyed it with you guys. It's pretty awesome. Is there any thing you all would like to plug? If so, you know, feel free to pull it over. Go ahead.
You can contact me on Stoner Steven on social media, and definitely looking forward to United Elite Wrestling's next show on September 12th. Really enjoyed the show this past Friday. Thanks for having me on talking wrestling commentary.
Thank you.
Another plug. Pro Wrestling Interviews this past Sunday had the promoter and wrestler from UEW on, Double K, Chris Keith. So anybody can check out ProWrestlingInterviews.com. It's on Facebook. The recent interview is pretty fun, good interview. So, thanks for having me on.
Hey, anytime. Thank you. Thank you. Todd, do you have anything you'd like to plug? Is Todd there?
I was muted. Sorry. I was,
no, it's okay.
I was saying, take care, be safe, be smart, and again, take care of one another. That's all I got. This was fun because some names came up. I was like, oh, I forgot about him. So, yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thank you, Papa Stroke.
Oh, thank you, Todd. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everyone. Be sure to catch tonight's episode in the archives on VOCNation.com. Look for WWE Retro and Greatest Commentators. It's been really fun. I add to the comments of Steve and Todd. This has been tremendous. Had such a great time. We'll be back next Thursday with another great topic for sure to talk about. For sure, and be good to yourselves and each other. Have a great rest of the week and weekend, and we see you guys next Thursday. And we'll close out. Ooh, some Steiner Brothers. have a great week. Take care.
All right.